Good morning and welcome back to the Dante Blogs Morning Coffee Podcast, the DBMC Radio. Hope you're having a great morning, great day, and maybe a cup of coffee. And it's another bonus episode. This is Sunday, February 18th. So we have like two bonus episodes this weekend. And we are just going now slowly, steadily through Canto 17 and this part of the Paradiso, which is more descriptive. It's easier on the mind in some ways compared to the sun, which is so intense, so deep, so full of wisdom and kind of transformative insights. So far in Mars, it's more descriptive. We're meeting the great-great-grandfather, Cacciaguida, and the pilgrim is very, he's proud of his ancestry, even though he knows he shouldn't be, and then he's elevating his speech to the voi form instead of the tu. And then he's now told by Beatrice to articulate, to say his kind of burning desire and curiosity, because it's important that he is actually wording it, even if both she and Cacciaguida can easily see his thoughts long before he even has discovered them or thought of them himself. So we are now going to look at his question that is coming. It's like five tercets, and it starts with the following in Italian. O cara piota mia, che si ti insusi, che come vegion le terrenementi non capere in triangol due ottusi. So it's kind of a formal tone here. He says then, oh dear, my ancestry, who are, yes, raising yourself, kind of you're elevating yourself so much that like the terrestrial minds, the earthly minds, can see that you cannot contain in a triangle two obtuse angles. So slightly convoluted, but he's saying here that Cacciaguida has such an elevated mind now that he can, in the same way as like we earthly minds can understand that you can't have two, like obtuse angle is an angle that is more than 90 degrees. So if you have a triangle, the limit is like you can have one 90 degrees and one 89.9999 degrees, and then it will still kind of make a triangle. If you have two 90 degrees, it won't close. If they are more than 90 degrees, like obtuse, you can't make a triangle. So in the same way that we can understand this easily, and then comes the next part. Così vede le cose contingenti, anzi che siano in sé, mirando il punto a cui tutti i tempi sono presenti. So in this way, you can see, he's talking now to Cacciaguida, that you can see contingencies, meaning contingency is, in this context, is like the effects that logically follows from one thing, but not necessarily. So it's this kind of it encapsulates kind of the randomness of how the world is unfolding, that you can have several outcomes, but then Cacciaguida can actually see which one is going to happen. Anzi che siano in sé, like even before they happen, before they are in themselves. Mirando il punto, like you are then seeing the point a cui tutti i tempi, in which all of time, all of the past, present, and the future are present. So then again, like in easier words, just saying that Cacciaguida can see all the outcomes, kind of what we might think of probabilities, but he can see exactly what is going to happen before they happen, as he is looking into divinity, the eternal mind of the divine, where all of time, like the entirety of time ever that ever was and that will kind of come in from our perspective, are gathered in this one point. Mentre che io ero a Virgilio congiunto, while I was conjoined with Virgil, su per le monte che l'anima cura, like on the mount that cures the souls, meaning then purgatory, Mount Purgatory, the second book, e discendono nel mondo defunto, and we were descending, lowering ourselves into the world of deceased, the defunct, the dead, meaning then inferno. She's just saying like, while I was joined, conjoined in the, like in mentally in the sphere, in the sense of the Virgilian mindset, and going through this, the two-thirds of the journey, like then down into the underworld and then up the mountain. And it's interesting that he's reversing the order here, that he looks backwards. Detto mi fur di mia vita futura parole gravi. Like, told me it was of my future life words severe or hard or heavy. Avegno che io mi senta ben tetragono, although or in the, like despite of this, I feel myself well. And then tetragono is a cube. So he says that I feel kind of well fortified, like solidly positioned, as like a cube was kind of seen as this a very solid form that could withstand kind of outer forces. And this is an I colpi di ventura, like, so I can withstand, I'm well fortified against blows, hits from the fate, from my destiny. Perché la mia, perché la voglia mia sarai contenta. So for which my will would be happy or content. Di intender qual fortuna mi sia pressa. To understand which future, which fate, which fortune is approaching me. Che saetta previsa vien più lenta. Because or as an arrow that is like prevision, that is expected, comes or arrives more slowly. So that he wants to know about his future, to understand what is coming, as then if he knows the future, it's going to come more slowly, he's going to be more prepared for it as well. So those are the five tercets of this question, where he's just saying to Cacciaguida, can you please tell me about the future? But he goes then this roundabout way saying that, like, you, my dear ancestor, who can see the future in this divine point of all time, including then all the contingencies that we can't, we can guess, but we can never know which one is going to be. And then he just makes this little, it's nice that he's reminding us of the journey so far with his earlier steps with Virgil. And then even though he was told many bad things in both Inferno and Purgatory, he still feels very prepared and solid and kind of robust enough that he wants to know more about the future. So, and then also because then he can prepare for it. And there's a couple of things, like this is set in the third, like the year is 1300 in the poem, but he writes this, so now we're in the middle of Paradiso, so this is probably somewhere around 1317, 1318 or something, maybe 1319. So he has already at least 15 years of his own past that is the future in the poem, so he can kind of then tell the future from that vantage point. So it's just interesting how he says like this, the arrow will come more slowly. Yeah, that's the way he presents it. The question to know more about his future. And then we are going to see where this leads. And for anyone who's read this before, there is a big thing coming now about the whole emergence of the comedy in itself and the future of the pilgrim as becoming a writer. So that's all we wanted to say in this episode. Again, we're in a more practical part, so there's not that much symbolism to discuss, but it's also kind of a relief sometimes just to have a bit of storytelling. So hope some of this was interesting, some food for thought, some inputs, and hope you're still having a great day, maybe a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and we'll be back soon with another episode. See you then.